1. Saren's nightmares didn't always start the same way, but they all ended with Evelayn kneeling on the dais before disappearing into the swirling smoke of Lorcan's power and re-emerging as a swan. He'd somehow forced her to shift that terrible night, something Evelayn hadn't been able to do on her own yet, and then he'd torn the conduit stone from her breast, staining the white feathers crimson with her blood. When Quinlan was there, he knew to wrap his arms around Saren and hold her silently until the terror and grief subsided once more. But on the nights when he was gone, like this one, she lay in her bed shivering, desperately trying to force the memories back down so she could claim a bit more sleep from the painfully long hours of darkness.
The dawn would only bring another dreary day of pretending to enjoy being a part of the new court King Lorcan had created, and fear.
Fear of what had truly happened to her dearest friend and the former queen. Fear of how much longer before the power of the dry loan of Eadralon, diminished as it was, would disappear entirely. Fear of the grey, seeping cold that spread through their lands a little bit more every year that Lorcan ruled both Dorjalon and Eadralon. The murmurs grew louder every season. If they never found Evelayn, if she never regained her full power and position, would winter eventually rule the entire island, and then the world beyond, forever? Saren shuddered and rolled to her side, staring into the darkness, toward the wall that divided her and Quinlan's room from the nursery where their daughter slept. With Saren's acute hearing, she was able to catch Saoirse's breathy sighs even through the stones and mortar. She was almost tempted to go in and pick up her youngling, to bury her face in Saoirse's downy soft red curls and breathe in the infant scent that barely lingered and would soon be gone completely. But Saren knew she risked waking Saoirse, and her daughter was sure to make enough noise to then wake up her older brother Clive. And if he woke up. Instead, Saren closed her eyes and sent up a prayer to the gods once again, pleading for help in finding and aiding Evelayn, for guidance given to Quinlan and all those who risked their lives trying to find the queen or another way to stop Lorcan. And selfishly for herself, to be able to go back to sleep and for once not be plagued by the blood-soaked dreams. It was the same prayer she'd recited every night for 10 years, since the day Evelayn had disappeared and Lorcan had made himself High King of all of Lacalonia. Though it had gone unanswered for all that time, still Saren prayed. She prayed and she clung to what little hope remained in her that somehow, someday, her prayers would be answered. The slight creak of the front door opening jerked Saren back to complete alertness. Quinlan wasn't expected home until dawn, but she recognized his scent moments before he silently strode into their room. His normally perfectly groomed hair disheveled, and his color high, as if he'd run home at full speed. "What is it?" Saren whispered, sitting up in bed. Quinlan came to her and tucked a strand of stray hair behind her ear as he sat on the straw and feather mattress. "Something has happened at the castle. A message arrived late tonight that has thrown Lorcan's advisors into upheaval." "Do you know what it is? Or who sent it?" "No." Quinlan's disappointment was a bitter tang on the chilly night air. "But the rumor is that the message was brought by something other."
"I don't understand."
Saren glanced down at Quinlan's hands, white-knuckled, where he gripped his knees.
"It wasn't a Dryloan. They are saying that it was an ancient's emissary."
Saren's eyes widened.
"An ancient? How is that even possible?"
She knew they still existed. Evelayn had bargained with one to get the silk that enabled her to defeat Bane after all. But it was unheard of for an ancient to reach out willingly to a Dryloan. Evelayn had risked her life when she'd gone to petition Maher Dawn. Rather than responding, Quinlan stood back up and began to pace. If Lorcan is somehow involved with an ancient,